From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Libya's warring factions agree to create a unity government. Political chaos and factional fighting has engulfed the country since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. It remains unclear whether the agreement will draw wide enough support to end the fighting. There was no immediate reaction from the country's two rival legislatures. The U.S. Supreme Court announced Tuesday that it will hear a case challenging President Barack Obama's plan to protect more than 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. The president's executive order also allows the illegals to work in the United States. The order is opposed by 26 states. The Supreme Court said it will hear arguments in April and decide the case by late June. After being released from Iran as part of a prisoner exchange, a group of Americans got to meet Monday with family and supporters. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian met with senior editors from his newspaper at a German hospital where he is recovering. Congressman Jared Huffman briefed reporters.
What amazed me about my time with him last night is his spirit. If the Revolutionary Guard thought they would break the spirit of this guy, they failed miserably. His wit, his intellect, his sense of humor, all of it is fully intact.
Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati met with family members and his congressman Monday. American pastor Saeed Abedini is also undergoing treatment at the same hospital. The humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders has denounced Europe's migration policy of deterrence. They call the policy a catastrophic failure that has endangered asylum seekers and created more business for smugglers. This is VOA News. An advocacy group in the U.S. has become the first group to sue to block President Barack Obama's executive order calling for more background checks on gun buyers. Freedom Watch contends Mr. Obama did not have the legal authority to expand the government's background checks absent congressional action. The right to bear arms is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. Congress has rebuffed attempts to tighten gun control laws in the country. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised Australia for being an effective partner in the fight against the Islamic State. Mr. Obama spoke at the start of talks at the White House with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
In our fight against ISIL, Australia is the second largest contributor of troops on the ground after the United States. They have been a consistent and extraordinarily effective member of the coalition.
President Obama. The United Nations said Tuesday nearly 19,000 people were killed in Iraq between January 2014 and October of last year. It says more than 3 million people left their homes. Ravina Shamdasani is a UN spokeswoman.
People are being murdered for the most obscure of reasons. One imam was killed because he was not praying correctly. There are children who have been abducted by ISIL. We've documented about 800 children who were abducted and then forced to fight, put in religious schools, or sent directly to the front lines.
The report says militants are believed to be holding 3,500 sexual slaves, mostly from the Yazidi minority community, and continue to carry out systemic and widespread violations and abuses of international human rights law. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed al-Shabaab militants will pay a heavy price for the attack Friday that reportedly killed dozens of Kenyan soldiers in southern Somalia. Speaking in a nationwide broadcast Tuesday, Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya is unbowed. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its global economic growth forecast for 2016, citing risks to emerging markets due to a slowing Chinese economy. Maurice Obstfeld is an IMF economic counselor.
The fundamental forces underlying our October World Economic Outlook projections have not dissipated and in some respects have intensified, leading us to trim our expectations for future medium-term growth of the world economy. We still, however, expect growth to pick up this year in most countries.
The Washington-based fund said Tuesday it believes the world economy will grow 3.4% in 2016, 3.6% in 2017, 0.2 percentage point lower than previous estimates. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.